ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். பத்ரம் கர்ணேபி ஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மாக்ஷபிர் யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்கை ஸ்துஷ்டு வாகும்சஸ்தனுபிஹி விஷேம தேவஹி தம் யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். ஸோ பிஃபோர் ஐ கோ டு தி செகண்ட் முண்டகம், ஐ வில் ஜஸ்ட் ட்ரை டு சம்மரைஸ் தி ஃபஸ்ட் முண்டகம், பிகாஸ் வி ஹேட் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆடியோ வீடியோ இஷ்யூஸ். ஜஸ்ட் ஒன்லி ரெஃப்ரெஷ், யூ நோ, யூ பீப்புள் ஆர் ஹவ் லிசன் டு த டேப்ஸ் ரெக்கார்டிங்ஸ் வில் பி ஃபைன், அதர்வைஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஒன்லி சம்மரைஸ். So in the last webinar we completed the first chapter of Mundaka Upanishad consisting of two sections, and in the first chapter the Upanishad introduces the guru and shishya, indicating that Upanishad must be studied under a competent guru, and the guru introduced two branches, aparavidya and paravidya, and aparavidya is knowledge regarding preparatory disciplines, namely Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga, and Paravidya is the main knowledge, the liberating knowledge, which talks about the truth or Brahman. So what is the journey of a spiritual seeker now? The journey consists of following the Aparavidya first, going through Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, etc., and thus preparing the mind for Paravidya, the liberating knowledge. So the very refinement of mind is indicated by a desire for the spiritual knowledge, otherwise it won't even come. So the Upanishad said in the key mantra, the 12th mantra of the previous section, the transition from aparavidya to paravidya indicated by approaching a competent guru. That is called Guru Upasadhanam. And now, a casual listening of Vedanta is one thing. For many people, you know, of course, I have some good time to spend. Maybe, you know, he is telling some good things. Let me go and listen. So that is casual seeker. With commitment, approaching a spiritual guide and seeking a systematic study is the formal approach. That is called Guru Upasadhanam with Shraddha and Bhakti. So offering, for example, Samit Panihi, offering Samit or flowers or fruits, representing reverence to the Guru. So we are not depicting Guru here as a person here. He is the container of the liberating knowledge. So our reverence and devotion is to the container and the content, namely wisdom. And therefore, Tad Vijnanartham Sa Guru Mieva Abhigachete Samit Panihi. That's what we saw in the last webinar. And what are the Guru's qualifications? He should have been himself a disciple and must have learned traditionally, so that the Guru will have the knowledge also, and equally important, he will have the method of transferring the knowledge from his mind to the disciple's mind. Because through this medium of what? Medium of words. But words are themselves limited. So with the limitation of words, he has to communicate the limitless, the subtle reality he has to communicate. So communicating the non-communicable is the challenge of the Guru. And so when Guru gained this knowledge from his Guru, he receives both the knowledge and also the method of transferring this knowledge. So he is called a Shrotriya Brahmanishta, one who has got the knowledge and who also has got the method of transferring this knowledge. So he should be a disciple first before he became a guru. So if a qualified student formally approaches a guru who is the embodiment of compassion, you know, he is the compassion, Karuna Sindhu and all, we have already seen that in Viveka Chudamani, he will never deny the knowledge for a deserving disciple. Therefore, the last mantra that we read in the previous section was Tasmai sa vidwan upasannaya samyak prashanta chittaya shamanvitaya yenaksharam purusham ve satyam provacha tam tatvato brahma vidyam. That's what we saw. And what is the teaching program then? Spiritual knowledge is transferred by a consistent, systematic, structured and well-developed long teaching program. All words are important. We have already mentioned this earlier. Therefore, the guru of Mundaka Upanishad here is Angiras. And the disciple is Shravanaka. This all we have seen. So the teaching starts from the second chapter that we will read from today. Second Mundaka, section 1, mantra 1. Let me read the mantra now. Tadetat satyam yata sudiptat pavakate vispulinga sahasrasha prabhavante sarupaha tataksharad vivitha somya bhavaha prajayante tatra chaiva piyanti. So the main teaching of Mundaka Upanishad, that is what is starting here. In fact, this is the essence of all the Upanishads also, the Paravidya. So it contains actually three messages. It requires long study and reflection of what is studied to comprehend and ultimately to assimilate this knowledge. So first one is what? Brahma Satyam, the consciousness principle. That is, you know, we, in Tamil, there's a beautiful word called Unarvu. Swamiji uses this. Unarvu means whatever you realize. That is Unarvu. So that this the consciousness principle only, that only has its own existence. And again, we should be careful. It is not conscience. It is consciousness principle, Chaitanya. So this consciousness principle is Satyam. That alone is really existent. This is the first message. That is Brahma Satyam. And the second message is Jagat Mithya, which is an equally profound message. Jagat means the world of matter, which is Mithya. Which is Mithya means seemingly existent. It has borrowed existence. Actually, we have got now world of matter is seemingly existent and no existent of its own. It has only borrowed existence. All these have to be understood. Borrowed from where? From Brahman, which is really existent. So Brahman is the only entity which is really existent, and Jagat has only borrowed existence. So it is very unswallowable statement from Upanishad. But world is really non-existent. That's what it means. World is Mithya. And the third equally profound message is Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. I, the experiencer, Jiva of the world, really I am Brahman, the consciousness principle. So these are the three profound messages of Vedanta. And after getting each message, we have to see all three of them together and understand the implication of these messages. So for a qualified student, the Upanishad says, a person can understand, assimilate, and derive the practical benefit only if he has prepared the mind through the aparavidya. So in Tattva Bodha language, sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi, that must be there. Am I a qualified student? Vedanta understands this and so says, all people can listen to Vedanta. Everybody may not be able to understand Vedanta, but at least they all can listen to Vedanta. So manda, madhyama, uttama, adhikaris, all of them. All three people can listen to Vedanta, but the benefit derived will depend on what? Will depend upon the level of refinement. For Manda Adhikari, the benefit is supposed to be Punyam. He can get Punyam just by listening. Lord Krishna tells actually the 18th chapter of Gita, whoever listens to Gita will get Punyam and material prosperity in the current life and Swarga also after death. So that means what? Minimum for coming to Vedanta class is heaven. Wonderful. That's a beautiful benefit. And for Manda Adhikarinam, Punyam. For such people, material prosperity. And then for Madhyama Adhikarinam, it has value of for spirituality. They want knowledge, they want moksha also. They feel they are not refined enough. For them, Shravanam can give Jnana Yogyata. It can give them refinement of the mind. Just as Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga can give Sadhana Chaturshtaya Sampatti, Vedanta Shravanam also adds to Sadhana Chaturshtaya Sampatti for a Madhyamadhikari. Therefore, Madhyamadhikari Nam Palam, that is Jnana Yogyata Praptihi. And Uddhamadhikari Nam, what happens? They are well-refined students. The Palam is what? The original purpose of the Upanishad will be served. That is the three messages that we said earlier. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya Jiva Brahma Ivana Praha. So that they will be able to receive it properly, retain it properly, and assimilate it properly also. So the palam will be Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti for those people who are Uttama Adhikaris. Therefore, Manda Adhikaris, they require longest Shravanam and then Mananam Nidhyasanam, all that. Madhyam Adhikari, longer Shravanam, and Uttama Adhikari, long Shravanam. Everybody has to go through this exercise. Long, longer and longest study and reflection will finally give all the three benefits. Therefore, whatever be your level, may you please listen. That is what the first step. And the Upanishad goes to talk about here the Srishti Prakriya, the creation. Of the three messages, now let us take the first two messages. That is Brahma Satyam and Jagat Nitya. Brahman is really and independently existent. We have seen all these in previous lectures. I am just only going through them just to give the platform for continuing today's topic. World is unreally and dependently or seemingly existent. These are the two things. To convey this message, the Upanishad adopts the method of the study of creation. That is called Srishti Prakriya. Analysis of creation, including what? Time and space. That is the bombshell. Because always creation goes along with time and space. We think time and space were already existent. And in that the world comes. That's what we think. Whereas Vedanta says, world does not come in time and space, but comes along with time and space. Before the origin of the world, one cannot even talk about time and space. Actually, if you take modern cosmology, what do they say? It is called singularity. Before Big Bang and singularity, you cannot talk about even time and space. The word time and space originated from where? This is the question we ask. And the Upanishad points out, Brahman is the karanam. It's the cause. The cause of the universe, there is a Karaneshwaraha. We already saw this in the previous lectures, known as Ishwara, Karaneshwara. So from that Brahman, from the Karanam alone, the whole universe has originated or emerged. The world is therefore called a product or a karyam. Instead of using the word Satyam, first we say Brahman is Karanam and world is Karyam, the effect. Once you get the Karanam and Karyam concept clear, then Satyam and Mithya can be understood by employing our good old example of what? Gold and ornaments, or clay and earthenware, or wood and furniture, any cause and effect. What is Karanam, Karyam, what is Satyam, Mithya, the concept. So in our gold ornament, in place of gold, take Brahman, and in place of ornament, keep the world. So Ishwaraha Satyam and Jagat Mithya. There is no world separate from Brahman or Ishwara. This is going to be the development. Therefore, the Upanishad starts by using the word Tad Etat Satyam. If you see this shloka, Tad Etat Satyam. Tad Etat means refers to the Brahman, which is going to be talked about in these two sections of this second chapter. So what is that? The central theme of the second chapter is Brahman, the consciousness principle. So Satyam, Brahman alone is existent. That means what? The world does not really exist at all. We make such a big fuss for something which is really not there. Like for example, a movie in the theater. There is no hero, no villain, no heroine, no climax. But what is there? All the time in front of us, only the screen is there. You can touch it, you can feel it. Nothing else is there. But the non-existent movie, the seemingly existent movie, that is capable of producing navarasas in us, which the screen cannot produce. The screen which is really existent cannot give navarasa. But the non-existent movie can. So you go to the movie, enjoy the navarasa, but what you should remember? The truth liberates. Remembering the fact, enjoy the movie. If you forget the fact, movie will certainly catch us. Therefore, Tad Etat Satyam is the screen. First the screen is introduced, and if you go to the movie, first you see the screen only. Tad Etat Satyam, that alone you see. Aksharat Vividaha Bhavaha Prajayante. Third line. Akshara refers to Brahman, the Ishvara, the Karaneshwara. And why is the word Aksharam used? Because in the first chapter, first section, we introduce the word Aksharam, the imperishable Brahman. So from that Aksharam Brahman, Bhavaha Prajayante, all living beings. Bhavaha refers to all living beings. Prajayante, they are all born. Bhavaha. It includes the inert things also. Vividaha, of different nature. Highly evolved human beings are there. Partially evolved animals are there. Rudimentary living beings like plants, microorganisms, they are all there. All varieties are born out of that one Brahman only. Prajayante, he Soumya. Now and then the Guru is addressing the disciple, hey Soumya, means oh pleasing one. The Guru also is interested in retaining his students. He wants to get students and also want to retain them. Because teaching is a nice opportunity for what? Guru gets the benefit, Nididhyasanam. For the student it is Shravanam, for the teacher it is Nididhyasanam. He says Prajayante, they all come at the time of Srishti. They all originate, all these things. Apiyanti, not only they originate, all the products have got a manufacturing date also. So what does it mean? When there is a manufacturing date, there should be an expiry date also. Ultimately, at the time of pralayam, apiyanti, they all will go back. Go back where? From where they came. All rivers, they come from ocean and rivers go back to the ocean. And three examples are given in the beginning of Mundaka Upanishad. Like for example, if you remember, the plant originating from the earth and the plant going back into the earth. Actually, if you remember that shloka, seventh shloka of first section, Yathorna nabhi srijate grinnate cha. Yata prithivyam oshadayaha sambhavanti. Yata sata purushat keshalomani. Tata aksharat sambhavati ha vishwam. So all these three things, the spider example, if you remember. So in the olden days, actually Upanishads were learned by heart. And what they did in the Grahastha Ashrama, Parayanam is Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, Ramayanam, all those things were done Parayanam in the Grahastha Ashrama. And when a spiritual seeker goes to Gurukulam, taking for example Sannyasa Ashrama or even Vanaprastha Ashrama, dedicating life for spiritual inquiry, different Parayanam is given to them. Ramayana Parayanam experts have already done their job. What they gave them? They gave Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampati, they gave. They made them qualified people. Thereafter, Prasthanatraya Bhashya. Prasthanatraya Parayana first they do. Gita, Prasthanatraya means Gita, Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. So all the Parayana they do. And if possible, they do Prasthanatraya Bhashya Parayana also, the commentaries. What is the advantage? Then a person when he reads Mundaka Upanishad, one will remember Yathorna nabhihi srijate grinnate, like a spider. You know that example if you remember, what a beautiful example to, you know, refer to Srishti. So just as the spider's silk, it comes from the spider and withdraws into itself. Similarly, the world originates as it goes back. Tatra chaiva apiyanti. Apiyanti means result. Brahman is karanam. World is karyam. We should remember that all the time. That's a mantra. Now the Upanishad gives an example for that. Even though several examples have been given, even the gold ornament is not our example. We should understand all that. None of them is all ours. Nothing is our creation. It is given in the Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter. Three examples are given. The clay and earthenware, gold and ornaments, and iron and various hardware. So one of the products the Upanishad mentions is Naka Nirkutta. Nirkutta, this is the nail cutter. The Nirkutta is, for Naka means the nail. So, for example, this is a very beautiful thing. Thousands of years before, Upanishad talks about nail cutter. For talking about the highest philosophy. They talk about nail cutters. So, Vispulingaha Sahasrashaha. Here, another example is given, which is a very popular example also. And what is that? The fire and the spark. The spark of the fire. Just as, for example, one huge fire, several sparks are born. They are all born from the same fire. Similarly, Paramatma is like fire. And every jiva is like what? Every jiva is like a spark. That is why we have an expression in English. Also, it's a beautiful expression. The spark of life is still there in him. They normally talk about it. The spark means what? The consciousness principle. Brahman is the all-pervading consciousness, like the fire. And Jiva is the consciousness obtaining in the body. that example is given. Actually, and Sudiptade Pavakad. So from the five, fire which has been well kindled, a fire which is well nourished, well kindled into a huge kind of conflagration. So that such a big fire. So Vispulingaha Sahasrashaha. Vispulingaha means spark. So how many sparks are there? Innumerable number of sparks. There are so many of them. Similarly, infinite number of jivas are created. If you take insects, microorganisms, and all the jivas, they are all infinite in number. Sahasrashaha prabhavante. So jivaha means anantaha jivaha. That is so many of them, sahasrashaha. So they come in thousands. And what is the uniqueness of jiva now? Sarupaha, similar to Ishvara or Brahman. Sa, what is the similarity between Brahman and jiva? Brahman is also consciousness principle, and jiva is consciousness or inert. The very fact that you smile shows what? You are consciousness. The only difference is what? Brahman is all-pervading consciousness. We are all consciousness principle within the material body-mind complex. That is the only difference between Brahman and us. Like all-pervading space enclosed within a pot. When it is enclosed in the pot, it becomes pot space or Gata Akasha. Or if you take a Modaka, for example, now Ganesh Chaturthi was just over, so we can talk about Modaka. So Modaka has got the Purnam, the sweet portion, inside, enclosed in the Modaka, the shell. There is an outer one which is not sweet. Even though it is not sweet, it is very useful to enclose the sweet, the Purnam. Similarly, our body and mind are not sweet, not at all sweet. They give problems all the time. Even then, it is like the cover enclosing the sweet Purnam, so Purnamataha. So Modaka has Vedantam also in that. It is called Purnam because it is like Brahman. Therefore, Sarupaha. Sarupaha means Jivatmas are also consciousness. Paramatma also is consciousness. The Jivatma, the enclosed consciousness, has come out of the Paramatma, the all-pervading consciousness. Mantra 2. Divyo hyamurta purushaha sabahya bhyantarohya jaha aprano hyamana shubraha heksharat paratapparaha. So Brahma Vidya, it's also otherwise called Ishvara Vidya, Karana Vidya, Akshara Vidya, they are all synonymous. So we will use the word perhaps Ishvara Vidya here, the knowledge of God. It's a very, very important topic because what is God that is described here? The Upanishad gives twofold descriptions of God. Actually, this also I have covered in previous some other lectures. One is called Tatastha Lakshanam, the description of God in relation to world in the first mantra. That is a relational definition. And the second one is called Swarupa Lakshanam of God given in the second mantra. So the nature of God by himself, not in relation to the world. Tatastha Swarupa Lakshanani. So Tatastha Lakshanam are relational definition. According to that definition, God is the cause of the universe and the entire world, including time and space. I want to say it all the time. Including time and space is a product. From that we can derive actually four features of God as Karanam and four features of world as Karyam. And we had discussed actually in the first chapter, which we have to just only recollect. So from the example of gold and ornaments, we said gold has four features. The gold, the Karanam, has four features, which we have to extend to God also. And what are those four features? I'm just only refreshing. Gold is one, or gold is ekam in Sanskrit. And gold is sara. Sara means the content behind the ornaments. And gold is nitya vastu. Gold exists in all three domains of time. And fourth feature is gold has independent existence, whereas ornament can never exist independent of gold. Therefore, gold is called satyam, ornaments are not called satyam. So, these four features of gold, we called it eka, sara, nitya, satyam, which we have to extend to God. We can call it ESNS. Swami uses this acronym. ESNS means essence. So according to, you know, the spelling now, ESNS. So God is the essence of the world. Eka, Sara, Nitya, Satyam. We have to remember that. Therefore, God alone is stable and only source of security. Hold on to God, you can withstand upheavals in life. Forget God, life becomes full of problems. Ananyas chintayantomam yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. Yogakshemam. So Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Krishna said, so world is not reliable, God is reliable. But that's not enough. No doubt we should register God is reliable. But equally important is what? Is the understanding that world is not reliable. We have to meditate more on that fact. World is not reliable. Because world has got the opposite four features. And what are those four opposite features? Instead of ekam, it is anekam, too many. And has no content, asaram. And it is fleeting, asatya, anityam. And it is asatyam, has no independent existence. So remember both of these. Ekasara nitya satyam Bhagavan. And aneka, asara, anitya, asatyam, prapancha. This is the central message of this section. So manifest and unmanifest namarupas. So the Upanishad wants to elaborate on this idea. So how from Bhagavan the world evolved? From Bhagavan how the world evolved? Bhagavan, the karana. The whole world of namarupas, names and forms, is already there in Bhagavan as what? And in unmanifest form. Because what is the law? Whatever is existent alone can evolve. A non-existent thing cannot evolve. These are all very true things, you know, which are mind-boggling to us. A non-existent world cannot evolve. All the namarupas must be potentially existent before Big Bang. And that is technically called Maya in Vedanta. These are all very profound words of Vedanta. We should retain them always. So what is the definition of Maya now? Unmanifest names and forms. Avyakrita nama rupam is Maya. And Bhagavan and Maya. We have to remember these two. So from the Brahman Maya couple, both the Chetana Jiva as well as the Achetana Prapancha both evolved. The example is what? Like thousands of sparks arising out of a huge conflagration of fire. What is the original nature of God? Now comes the still tougher portion. One of the most important mantras of Mundaka Upanishad. We had seen the Swarupa Lakshanam before. First chapter, you know, the first chapter in the sixth mantra, first section. We had one Swarupa Lakshanam, nature of God. What already it was a definition we already seen. Yattat adreshyam, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshushrotram, tadapanipadam, nityam, vibhum, sarvagatam, susukshmam, tadavyayam, sadbhutayonim, paripashyanti dhiraha, yadbhutayonim, paripashyanti dhiraha. The sixth mantra, we already saw this in detail at that time. So that is one description of the original nature of God. That was a very important mantra. And in this mantra, the present mantra, another very important definition is given to God, the Swarupa Lakshanam. What we talk about the original nature generally, the Upanishad gives four Swarupams. And what are the four Swarupams? Number one is Sat. Sat is pure existence. Next is Chit, pure consciousness. Three is Ananda, pure happiness. And four is Ananta, infinite or limitless. Or we can say absence of limitation, Ananta. So, Satchit, Ananda, Ananta. Or Satchit, Ananta, Ananda. That is the Swarupa Lakshanam of God. Of which we are going to focus on one. And what is that? Consciousness is the nature of God. Chaitanyam, Chit. We have seen consciousness in Chaitanyam, in Tattva Bodha itself. So, always I will be referring to Tattva Bodha. So, whenever you have time, please refer to Tattva Bodha once in a while and refresh yourself so that I don't have to again go back to A for Apple. So when we say body is conscious, when we say a body is conscious, or when you say he has become unconscious, for example, somebody, you know what it is? He is not conscious of the surroundings or himself. And when you say he is conscious, that person is conscious of himself as well as the surroundings. So, we understand what is a conscious body. But we generally take consciousness as an attribute of the body. In Vedanta, we have got a totally different explanation of that consciousness. its five features that you should remember. This also, you know, we just said four swarupas and five features. These five features, I think I might have repeated, I don't know how many number of times in all my lectures, but it is worth repeating each time because it has to be just part of us. What are the five features of consciousness? One, consciousness is not a part, product, or property of the body. Two, consciousness is an independent principle which pervades and enlivens the body. And three, consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body. And four, consciousness continues to exist even after the body, the brain, they all perish. And fifth, finally, pure consciousness will continue to exist even in the absence of the material world. But it will not be available for transaction because transaction requires time, space, and duality. After pralaya, what will continue? Non-transactional consciousness continues. It is not absent. It continues non-transactional. This non-transactional, eternal, all-pervading, enlivening consciousness, all this we just used, that Chaitanyam is the original nature of Bhagavan. With what? Avyakrita. Avyakrita means unmanifest name and form. Bhagavan is pure consciousness called Brahman. The unmanifest Namarupa is called Maya. That pure consciousness Brahman along with unmanifest Namarupa called Maya is the cause of the entire universe. And that is what Bhagavan said actually. Daivi hesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Seventh chapter. So we get caught in Maya and leave Brahman most of the time. All the time almost. So the nature of Bhagavan is pure consciousness. Ishvara Jnanam is very difficult. And now if you look at this mantra, Divyo, Divyaha is Karaneshwaraha. Divyaha, Chaitanya Swarupaha is of the nature of Chit or Chaitanyam. It's not matter. Therefore, only Amurtaha. Amurtaha, Murti, Amurti. Amurtaha is formless. Pure consciousness is formless. Like what? Like space. That is why understanding God is very difficult. What is Ishvara's nature? It is formless consciousness. We don't understand space. For modern science, space is a mystery actually, even today. What space itself, when space itself is so difficult to comprehend, space like God cannot be easily comprehended at all. And what Hinduism says is, you need not understand God in the beginning. No problem. Start with what? Have faith in God. First stage is faith-based God worship. Is what is the first stage? And that is why when faith-based worship takes place, the bhakta, he says, I have faith in God, but I have no understanding of God. I have faith in God. I have no understanding of God. And at the end of the puja, he chants a very beautiful shloka, a very nice shloka for those people who know this. It is, you know, Shiva Mahimna Stotram, it is there. Tava tattvam na janami kidrishosi maheshwaraha yadrishosi mahadeva tadrishaya namo namaha. Tava tattvam na janami, I am worshipping you, O Lord. I don't know what is your form. I don't really know who you are. Kidrishosi Mahadeva Maheshwaraha. I do not know how you are also, but I have faith in you. Therefore, what do I do? Yadrishosi Mahadeva Tadrishaya Namo Namaha. Whatever form you have, I offer my namaskarams to you. So why you should have faith in the beginning? Not that scriptures cannot teach us. Scriptures can teach us, but we are not ready to comprehend the most subtle and abstract God. So they gave all the Rama form, Krishna form. They are all symbolic representations. Nirvisesham param brahma sakshat kartum anishwaraha. He mandaha te anubantyaste sa visesha nirupanaihi. Visesha nirupanaihi to prove. Since original God cannot be initially understood, all these faith-based pujas and all were given. Then gradually Bhagavan himself will give the desire to know God. Bhagavan himself will give the subtle intellect to appreciate the formless consciousness, which is self-evident, which is ever-evident. He will bring a guru, all those things will happen. Because I know I am a conscious being, but it is formless. Where is God? Therefore, Bhagavan is called Amurtaha. Amurtaha means without form. And where is he? He is, you know, in Telugu, there is this Akkada Unde Pandurangadu, Ikkada Unde. He is there, here, everywhere. So the Panduranga who is in Pandarpur, he is in Princeton also. Anywhere we require a location for God, because that's what, you know, we are trained to. So until our mind evolves, God has to be located in some temple, in some pilgrim centers. We go all this Tirthayatra and all that thing, we go. We have to go there and prepare the mind and then understand what? God is Sarvagataha. He is everywhere. Therefore, the next description is Purushaha. The one who is outside also, everywhere. And the one who is inside also. Antar bahischa tatsarvam vyapya narayana sthitaha. Narayana Suttam says. So, for the word Purusha, according to Sanskrit, actually two derivations can be given. So, Shankaracharya, he gives Purayati sarvam iti Purushaha. As consciousness, the Lord fills up the entire creation. So, thus everywhere outside. He fills up everywhere. Then, should I open my eyes to see God? It says, no. Puri shayat. Shayana Atiti Purushaha. The very same consciousness is the indweller, Atma also. So he is inside also, he is outside also. As what? He is inside as the experiencer of your body. It is the same witness consciousness, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. All these names are familiar to us. So experiencing the body, the emotion, the mind, the thought, all of them. So even when there are no thoughts, for example, then there is silence. There is no thought, no silence in the mind. There is silence in the mind. Then are you aware of that silence? Nothing is there. When you say mind is blank, how do you know mind is blank? You can't talk about blankness unless you are aware of that blankness. That formless awareness principle, which is aware of the blank mind, that awareness is the indwelling consciousness. That consciousness is God. Deho devalaya proktaha. Body is the temple. Mind is the garbhagraham. The awareness in the mind, because of which you are aware of everything, that changeless, that formless awareness, that is Bhagavan. Who existed even before the body was created. The unembodied Bhagavan is now available as the embodied self. This Purusha. That is why Sa Bahya Abhyantaraha. He is the consciousness along with the external Namarupas. Bahya refers to the external Namarupa and Abhyantaraha refers to the internal Namarupa. Sa means along with. So Bhagavan is along with external and internal names and forms, Namarupas. Internal Namarupa, what is that? What is internal Namarupas? All the parts of the body, kidney, pancreas, heart, all of them. They are all products, again, Namarupas. With both external and internal Namarupa, Bhagavan is there as what? Eka Sara Nitya Satya Rupena. Actually, Swamiji quotes, actually, there is a Malayalam prayer. I don't know whether there is any Malayalis in our class. I didn't check the names yet. There is a beautiful prayer. So, Akilanda Mandalam Aniyuchuriki. Akilanda Mandalam means the entire universe. The entire universe you designed, you created, you made it. And Adinullil Ananda Deepam Kodutti, within that universe, you yourself entered in the form of an Ananda Deepa. Because he is Sachidananda, Kodutti means lighting. Paramanu, Paramanu Purililum, Spuranamai Minnum. Spuranamai Minnum means even in the Paramanu, you know, like atom. In that thing also, Spuranamai Minnam, Spuran means Chaitanyam. In the form of consciousness, even in microorganisms, you are all the time shining. So, Parama Prakashatem Adipani Unne. So, for that Bhagavan, that supreme light, Jyotishamapi Tad Jyotihi Adipani Unne means I am surrendering. I am surrendering. That's a prayer. Actually, this is interesting. This is why this prayer, Swamiji quoted, is this is the prayer in schools, it seems. Elementary schools and all, this is the prayer the children recite. Because the children, they don't understand the actual meaning of the prayer. But if you really look at the prayer, another beautiful thing is it is a secular prayer. Most, because there is no mention of any God here. So any particular God, it's a secular prayer. So most beautiful universal prayer. Therefore, Bahyapi, Bahya and Antaraha, Abhyantaraha. He is inside and outside. And Ajaha. Ajaha means don't think it is a goat or anything. Ajaha means na jayate iti ajaha, the one who is birthless. Because God as consciousness existed before the arrival of the body also. And apranaha and amanaha. Apranaha and amanaha. So both. So he does not have any connection like space. Space does not have any connection with the enclosing part. It is inside the part. It does not have any connection at all with the part. Just as space does not have any, you know, sambandha with any object, so also Brahman is asangaha, asambandaha. So uncontaminated, unpolluted, unaffected by anything. And apranaha, prana sambandha rahitaha, the one without any sambandha with prana. And amanaha, manas sambandha rahitaha. So impurity of the mind will not touch the Brahman. You may have all kinds of thoughts in the mind, but it's not going to affect the Chaitanyam. Therefore only Shubraha. Shubraha is pure. So Bhagavan is pure. When? Always pure. So even though all the Namarupas are existing in Bhagavan, he cannot be contaminated by any of them. He cannot be touched. That is why Pavitranam Pavitram Yo Mangalanam Cha Mangalam Devatam Devatanam Cha Bhutanam Yo Vyayapita Yatasarvani Bhutani Bhavanti Adi Yugagame. All these mantras we know. So from the Bhagavan only everything came. He is Nityaha. So avikaraya shuddhaya nityaya paramatmane sadeka rupa rupaya vishnave sarva jishnave. So we chant mechanically all these mantras. More out of, perhaps out of fear. When we were children, parents would have told us. Unless you chant, you know, you all kinds of things people normally tell to make us do these things. So we are religious, but we never become mature. We are religious though. So be a mature religious person. That's what Bhagavan wants us to be. Not God fearing, but we should be able to appreciate God. God appreciating we should be. All chanting are beautiful description of Bhagavan. Then Aksharat Parataparaha. Aksharat Parataparaha. Here Akshara has a contextual meaning also here. In this context, Akshara means Maya. You should be very careful. That is why you cannot use a dictionary to understand any of these Upanishads. So Brahman, Maya, Jagat. Three things. And what is the definition of Maya? All the unmanifest names and forms is called Maya. We said earlier. So from that Maya, all the Namarupas came. So therefore Maya is supposed to be superior to the universe. And what is the definition of universe? Manifest name and form. And what is the definition of Maya? Unmanifest Maya. So unmanifest name and form. So unmanifest name and form, that Maya is superior to universe, prapancha. Why? Because Maya existed even before it is the, you know, it is the origin. Before the manifest form came, Maya existed. Whereas world came later. Therefore, Maya is anadi. Whereas the world is saadi, saadi, with the beginning. Thus, Maya is superior to prapancha. And what about Bhagavan, the consciousness principle? Upanishad says, consciousness principle is superior to even Maya. Which Maya is superior to prapancha? Therefore, what is the hierarchy now? Consciousness principle, namely the chit, superior to Maya, superior to prapancha. And world is the bottommost in the hierarchy. So we have got, in English, we have got the positive degree, comparative degrees, superlative degree, all those comparisons. World is great, Maya is greater, and Bhagavan is the greatest. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Aksharat Parata Paraha. Brahman is superior to Maya, which is superior to the world. It's a very, very solid mantra. From this Karaneshwara, we will use all these names now very liberally, Karaneshwara and all that, which I have explained earlier. Who is Brahman plus Maya, the whole universe evolves. Whole universe came into being from the Brahman-Maya couple. And how did the world evolve? The following slokas, they tell about the evolution of the world. And the first two mantras are the pre-bang mantras. We can call it pre-bang, the big bang. So these are pre-big bang mantras. And the third mantra is, we can call it as post-big bang mantra. When we see it, we will understand that. Shloka 3. Yetasma jayate pranaha manas sarvendriyani cha ఖం వాయుజ్యోతిరాపః పృథివీ విశ్వస్య ధారిణీ. హౌ డిడ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇవాల్వ్? దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రీడ్ ది సెకండ్ లైన్ ఫస్ట్. యాక్చువల్లీ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ ఈశ్వర భగవాన్ హూ ఈస్ మాయా సహితం బ్రహ్మ, ఫస్ట్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ ది పంచమహాభూతాని దే ఆర్ బాండ్. దిస్ ఈస్ అవర్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ క్రియేషన్. డోంట్ గో ఇన్ టు సైన్స్ డార్విన్ అండ్ ఆల్. దిస్ ఈస్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ క్రియేషన్. సో సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ, సో సూక్ష్మ పంచభూతాని, వాట్ ఆర్ ద పంచభూతాని? ఆకాశ, వాయు, అగ్ని, జలం అండ్ పృథివీ, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో ది ఫస్ట్ సటిల్ లెవెల్, దే ఆర్ ఇన్ ద సూక్ష్మ లెవెల్, సటిల్ లెవెల్. దెన్ ది సూక్ష్మ భూతాని కేమ్. దెన్ అట్ గ్రాస్ లెవెల్ స్థూల భూతాని, అగైన్ ద స్థూల భూతాని, సూక్ష్మ భూతాని, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ అగైన్ రెఫర్ టు తత్వబోధ. సో పంచభూతాని జాతాని, ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద మోస్ట్ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ వన్? ఆకాశ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ వన్. దట్ ఈస్ వై దే టాక్ అబౌట్ యునో ది పంచభూత ఉపాసన. ది యునో దెర్ ఆర్ పంచభూత ఉపాసన దే టాక్ అబౌట్ వేరియస్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆల్సో. టు షార్పన్ ద మైండ్ వీ హవ్ గాట్ పంచభూత లింగం ఆల్సో. దెర్ ఆర్ పంచభూత లింగం వేరియస్ ప్లేసెస్. సో వై ఉపాసన బికమ్స్ ప్రిపరేటరీ టు వేదాంత? వెన్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఉపాసన యూ హ్యావ్ టు మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ భగవాన్ ఫస్ట్ యాజ్ ద ఎర్త్ ద గ్రాసెస్ట్ అండ్ దర్ ఆఫ్టర్ యాజ్ వాటర్ దట్ యూ కెన్ సీ. యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ సంధ్యావందన మంత్ర ఆ పోవా ఇదగం సర్వం విశ్వా భూతాన్యాప ప్రాణావా ఆప పశవాప అన్నమాప మృతమాప. సో ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. సో ది ఎంటైర్ థింగ్ ఇస్ ఆపహ వాటర్ వాటర్ మెడిటేషన్ అండ్ దెన్ ద అగ్ని మెడిటేషన్ దట్ యూ కెన్ సీ అండ్ దెన్ ద వాయు మెడిటేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ టఫర్ బికాస్ వాయు యూ కెనాట్ సీ డజన్ హ్యావ్ అ ఫామ్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ వాయు మెడిటేషన్ మైండ్ విల్ బికమ్ సెటిలర్ బికాస్ ఫర్ ది అదర్ థింగ్స్ అట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఫామ్ హియర్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్లెస్. ఫైనలీ యూ హెవ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ భగవాన్ యాజ్ ఆకాశ space, how space is all pervading, how space is one, how space is indivisible, how space accommodates everything, how space is not contaminated by anything. So all these different features of akasha we think and meditate, so mind is not abstract enough. So upasana can help us refine the mind. Akasha is subtler. Kam akasha, with just one attribute, Shabda is the only guna akasha space has. And the next grasser thing is vayu. It has got both shabda and sparsha. Agni has three, shabda, sparsha and rupa. And jalam, water, has shabda, sparsha, rupa and rasa, taste. And prithvi, earth, has got shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa and gandha, smell. So as even the creation becomes grosser, it is experienceable through more number of sense organs because it has got five various aspects. So all the five sense organs can relate to earth. And what is prithvi? Vishvasya dharini, the earth is supporter of everything. And from the sukshma bhutani, the subtle forms, the bhautika prapancha is created. Bhautika prapancha is enumerated in the first line of the shloka. ప్రాణః మనః సర్వేంద్రియాణి చ. సో ప్రాణః, ప్రాణః ఇస్ ద ప్రాణిక్ ఎనర్జీ అట్ ద సమష్టి లెవెల్, అట్ ద టోటల్ లెవెల్. ది హిరణ్య గర్భతత్వ వి హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ టోల్డ్ సమష్టి లెవెల్ అండ్ వెష్టి లెవెల్. హిరణ్య గర్భ ఇస్ ది టోటల్, సమష్టి ఇండివిజువల్స్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి క్రియేటెడ్ లేటర్. వీఆర్ నౌ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద టోటల్. నౌ సమష్టి ప్రాణ, దెన్ సమష్టి, సమష్టి మీన్స్ ది టోటల్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఆర్ మన, మనః. సో సమష్టి ప్రాణ, సమష్టి మనః, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ గోయింగ్ టు బి క్రియేటెడ్. And one is out of sattva samashti, this also in tattva bodha we have referred to, and another out of rajoguna samashti. So from the three gunas only they are all created. So prana is raja pradana, activity, always energy, and mind is sattva pradana. So activity requires rajoguna, thinking, mind's job is thinking, requires sattva guna. So resting also is important thing, we have to rest, that requires tamo guna. So rest is also required. Because problem is, when you rest all the time, that's a problem. It is required, but cannot be resting all the time. Rest must be between doing and knowing. So entire life consists of actually threefold functions. Knowing, doing and resting. It is our entire life. Samashti. So knowing, samashti doing and samashti resting is called Hiranyagarbha Tattva. So pranaha, manaha, sarva indriyani cha. So indriyani means what again? Pancha jnanendriyani, fivefold knowledge. Five sense organs, and then pancha karmendriyani, fivefold activities. So the Hiranyagarbha is born. This is the first born. Prathamajaha. So the first born is Hiranyagarbha. And from Hiranyagarbha, the subtle universe, the next one is born. And what is that? The gross universe is born at the samashti level. Now it's a total. Again, individual has not come yet. Total level it is born. This is called the Virat principle. So the total, the Hiranyagarbha, the gross level total, that is Virat principle. So etasmat jayate, that Virat Srishti is going to come in the next mantra. Ishwaraha Hiranyagarbha Virat. So this is the journey. Let us read the next mantra, fourth mantra.
Agnir Murdha Chakshushi Chandra Suryau Dishashrotre Vag Vivritascha Vedaha Vayu Prano Hridayam Vishwamasyam Padbhyam Hesha Sarva Bhutantaratma.
So now Virat Srishti, from the subtle universe, the grass universe evolved. That God alone is behind the grass universe also. Therefore, the universe is seen as the very body, the physical body of the Lord. Again, the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vishwarupa Darshanam, that is based on this only. So Vishwarupa Ishwara is available for all people all the time, provided we look at the universe as the very manifestation of the Lord. If you look at the world as world, then you are seeing the world only. If you are seeing the world as Lord, as the manifestation of Lord, which means there is the attitude of reverence towards creation. Reverential appreciation of the world is called Vishwarupa Darshanam. Here we get the description. But before that, we have to add a note here. Because before Vishwarupa, that comes this Pancha Sthula Bhutani, the grass form. Sthula Bhutas. They are created. So the subtle elements, they go through a process called grassification or panchikarana. Panchikaranam is another big topic in Tattva Bodha. So they go through grassification. So the five gross elements are the raw material. From that, the Brahmandam is created. The universe is called Brahmandam. So Brahmandam is the body of the God, called Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. And that is what is said here in this mantra. Sarva Bhuta Antaratma. This is the name for Virat. Antaratma means the saram, the content. So Ekasara Antaratma, Antaryami Ishwara is available. So actually, you know, Bhagavatam says the first avataram of Lord is what? Matsya. And then Kurma, all those Varaha, all those avataras. That's what Bhagavatam says. But first avatara of the Lord is the very world itself. And what is its glory? The other avataras, they will come but go away. Nrisimha avatara was available only for Prahlada and people and his contemporaries who were there at that time. Rama avatara was in Treta Yuga and the people there. Krishna avatara, Dwapara Yuga, and the people there. But Vishwarupa avataram of the Lord is available for all the people all the time. So look at the beautiful description now. Fourth mantra is expanded actually in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as Vishwarupa Darshanam. Agnir Murdha. Agni here means Swargaloka, refers to Swargaloka. It is a technical word used in Veda actually. So the upper world. And for the upper world, the Agni is Surya Bhagavan. And that upper world where Surya is there is the head of the Lord, of the Virat Purusha. And if Swarga, the heaven, is the head of the Lord, and what are the eyes of the Lord? Again, Chakshushi, Chandra Surya, Surya and Chandra, they are the eyes of the Lord. And actually every Pournami has got one important function or the other. Pournami is important for moon worship. And early morning is important for sun, Surya worship. Because both of them are Bhagavan's eyes. And what are the ears of Bhagavan? Dishaha Shrotre, all the 10 directions are the ears of the Lord. That means you can never keep any secret away from the Lord. Even when you talk to yourself, that also is heard by the Lord. What are the 10 directions? The 4 main directions, 4 secondary directions, north, east, south, west, that all, and up and down. So, and again, Vak Vivritascha Vedaha. This is also a very, very important thing. Vivrita means well-known, Prasiddha. So, the widely known Vedas. And why do we say Vedas are widely known? Because in our whole culture, it's a Vedic culture.
Vedic culture gives importance to religion and spiritual life. And therefore, Veda was prevalent everywhere those days. The day starts with Brahma Yajna, Veda Parayana Yajna. Therefore, the Upanishad says, the well-known, all-pervading Veda is the mouth of the Lord. Means what? Vedic words are not human words. They are apaurusheya pramanam. They are not of human origin. What is the breathing or prana of the Lord? Vayuhu pranaha. The air is the prana of the Lord. So we should remember, we have to keep the air clean reverentially. Now ecologically also we have to. So our scriptures teach us all this. Namo brahmane namaste vayo tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi. Therefore, vayu is the sacred prana of the Vishwarupa Ishvara. And hridayam vishvam, the heart, is the very universe, vishvam. And finally, padbyam prithivi. Rest of them are in, actually to be honest, all other things are all in Pratama Vibhakti. Whereas this padbyam is in a different Vibhakti because it is interpreted in two ways. Panchami Vibhakti, padbyam. So, padbyam jata, prithivi has come out of the feet of the Lord. That is if you take it that way. Or padbyam as Pratama Vibhakti, padav prithivi, the feet of the Lord are the very earth itself. One can think it that way also. So when we say this, we should remember the well-known Dhyana Shloka of Vishnu Sahasranama, Bhu Padav Yasya Nabihi, that shloka. So these are all various ways of relating to that. So in Vedic culture, the day should start either during or before sunrise, which is very, very rare. Because we should be there to welcome Surya Narayana when he appears. Deyasada, Savitra Mandala, Matyavarti, Narayana, Sarajisasana, Sannivishtaha. So all these mantras we recite in Sandhyavandaram to welcome Surya. So in Vedic culture, get up during or before Surya Udayam. And then we should meditate on Ishvara. Getting up, what do you do? You would meditate on Ishvara by chanting the 11 slokas. Pratasmarami Kritisham Spuranat Puradatma Tattvam. Actually, it's a beautiful sloka by Adi Shankaracharya. Pradashotram. Satchit Sukham Paramahamsa Gatir Turiyam Yat Swapana Jagara Sushuptim Vaiti Nityam Tad Brahma Nishkalamaham Nacha Bhuta Sangaha. So, this is a beautiful mantra. Adi Shankaracharya, he taught all these mantras to us to recite. Aditi Hridayam is another beautiful prayer. Vishnu Sahasranama is supposed to be regularly chanted. So, at least one of them we have to chant in the morning. So that our children, when we chant our children, actually many of our in our houses, you know, during cooking and all, the mother, she chants a lot of the shlokas and all, and children, you know, going here and there, playing, they listen to them and they may, almost it comes to their mind. And the same thing continues by observation. So these are all aside notes actually, how the Vedic culture has been part of our living. And here what we want to say is, if you happen to chant Vishnu Sahasranama, the beautiful Dhyana shloka is, so, Anishta Devata Dhyana Shloka, then Vishwarupa Dhyana Shloka. Both are impregnated in that. Bhupadav Yasyanabihi, Vidasuras Chandran Visurya Chanetrem, Karnavasa Shirobdhyaur, Mukham Vidahano, Yasya Vaste Mabdihi. So, Antastam, Yasya Vishwam, Sura Naraka Go Bogandar Daityahim, Chitram Ramram, Yate Yate Tribhuvana Vushan, Vishnu Misam Namami. So, Vishnu Sahasranamam, the entire universe is the body of the Lord. That is how it is being imagined. So, padbyam, prithivi, hesha, sarva, bhutantaratma. So, behind this changing universe, this ekasaram, nitya, satya, rupena, virat, chaitanyam, sarvatram, vartate. That is what we should understand. Shloka 5. Tasmadagni samidoyasya suryaha, somat parjanya voshadaya prithivyam, Puman retas chinchati yoshitayam bhakvi praja purushasam prasutaha. We are all in srishti, still creation. Bhakvi praja samprasutaha. The third and fourth mantras talked about the creation of the samashti Hiranyagarbha srishti and Virat srishti. After the macro creation, now the Upanishad wants to talk about the micro or individual srishti, vyashti. Samashti and Vyashti. Purushat, if you look at the fourth line, Purushat from the Purushaha, Karaneshwaraha, Mayasagitam Brahma, Purushat from Ishwara, Bhakvi Prajaha Samprasutaha, infinite number of living beings, Bhakvi Prajaha, they are all born. Living beings, the Stula Sukshma Sharirani, Stula Sukshma Prapancha, they all are born. So that is complete. Now, the creation is complete. Lord, after creating, he doesn't want to do anything afterwards. He wants to make sure that it is self-sustaining. So not only that, Bhagavan has created the world in such a way that it will sustain itself so that creation continues. So after creating, first what did he do? He goes to Kshiradi. Kshirodanrat pradeshe suchimani vilasa shaikate mauktikanam. So he goes there and takes rest beautifully. So he lies down and he relaxes. So we are there to continue the cycle. Because our punya papa karma done using the human body, other types of living beings are born. So it continues. So punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle continues throughout the current srishti until pralaya. And repeated birth and death, they take place. And how does the repeated birth and death take place? For that, they give a particular thing called Panchagni Vidya. The Upanishad gives only a clue here based on the actual teachings from Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. How one jiva dies, dropping the body and takes another body. Famously known as the Panchagni Vidya. This is called Panchagni Vidya. How the recycling takes place. So this procedure is not for all species of living beings, but only for human beings. That the Upanishad is hinting, even though we need not know the mechanism. And in Brahma Sutra also, this is very elaborately studied. We will only just briefly touch upon that. Highly technical subject matter based entirely on Veda Pramana. We cannot scientifically verify this because after death, what happens? Nobody can ever know this. So all these descriptions are based on Veda. And what does Veda say? At the time of death, we are losing our outermost layer of personality alone we lose. We do not die totally. And what is the outermost layer? The physical body alone withdraws. Like changing the dress. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, we already saw, Vasamsi jirnani yata vihayam, navani grinnati naroparani, tata sarirani vihaya jirnani, anyani samyati navani nadehi. So that's what we already saw. So death and rebirth is really a good event. Because you shed the old, dilapidated, miserable body and take a new body, provided it's a good body. Therefore, only the sthula shariram is gone. And preta jivaha, the jiva continues with the other layer. And what is the other layer? Now, let us remember again the fundamentals, which you have already seen earlier. The sukshma shariram, subtle body, karana shariram, causal body, and the reflected consciousness, called chidabhasa, they all continue. So, the original consciousness, which is all-pervading, that also must be pervading. So, therefore, this sukshma shariram, karana shariram, Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness, and Chit, the original Chaitanyam. So the mixture of four, that is called Preta Jivaha, the departed soul. Departed what? Departing the temporary tenement, the rented body. Body is only a rented house. So the difference between this rented house, our body, and the rental houses that you rent from outside, in those houses when somebody vacates, another person can enter. Whereas when we vacate this body, nobody can enter. So, and the next physical body, how it comes? This jiva is supposed to travel. And how it happens? Panchagni Vidya describes that. For certain jivas, after death, cremation takes place. Cremation is considered to be the final Vedic ritual a person has to do. But since we cannot do it because we will be dead, it is done by our children on behalf of us. And that cremation, finally, we are offering our body itself to Agni, who represents the Lord. Agni is the messenger, and when this body is cremated, Veda says the next physical body, according to the law of karma, is already given to this jiva, departed soul. But it is in a very, very minute and invisible form. According to Veda, when the body is cremated, what Agni Bhagavan does? Agni knows all the karmas of this jiva. Agnenaya subhata raye asman vishwani deva vayunani vidwan Isha Upanishad. Agni Devata looks at the sanchita karma. Based on that, what is the next prarabdha? And based on the prarabdha, the next physical body in a miniature form, minute form, is given to this jiva. And this minute physical body also the jiva carries. Now from 4 it becomes 5 now. So panchagnis, how it is explained now? This minute physical body is not usable now because it is minute. It has to be inflated for appropriate usage. And so this minute physical body is supposed to go through 5 stages to get inflated. This is called panchagni, in which the body gets cooked as it were in 5 agnis, just as the vegetables have to be cooked before absorption. Similarly, before using the body, this minute body has to be cooked in 5 places called panchagni, and in each level of cooking the body will become what? Will become more evolved. And after going through the 5th agni, this minute physical body becomes usable. So this is called vyavaharika shariram. And what are the panchagnis now? They are all mentioned here. One is swarga. This jiva in some cases straight away goes to swarga agni. In swarga agni, the first cooking of minute physical body takes place to evolve to the second level. And the second agni is called megha agni, the cloud. From the heaven, it comes to the cloud. Swarga agni, megha agni. Actually, we have seen some similar to this in Aitreya Upanishad also. And the third one is bhumihi, bhumi agni. And the fourth one is the rains, you know, it rains on the earth. And the fourth one is purusha agni, the male human being. And the fifth agni, that you can guess, is the female human being. And once it has got cooked in the womb of the mother, the body which was there before in the father and had gone through all the 5 stages, that jiva is now born. But the body has become functional and useful now. From the minute, now it has become useful. So, through the 10th and the 9th mantra onwards, Chandogya Upanishad says very elaborately. In Brahma Sutra also, it elaborates. But here we are not going to go to all of them. It's only mentioned. Somaha, Vrishti, Annam, Bijam, and Prajaha. So as even the body gets cooked at each evolved stage, it gets a new name also. Just as we call seed, plant, tree, all that thing. Similarly, the body also, when it comes out of each stage, a new name is given. When it comes out of swarga, the jiva shariram or jiva is called somaha. Somaha bhavati. This is the first stage. Then when it comes out of megha, it is called vrishtihi or rain, because the jiva shariram is supposed to be in the rainy waters. From the rainy waters it comes to the earth. And in the third stage, from the rainy waters, it enters the plant kingdom. All are sukshma, you cannot see any of them. Plant kingdom, called annam, assuming that they are all vegetarian, for example. Otherwise, from plant to animal meat, whichever it is. That way they have to choose. Therefore, somaha to vrishti to annam. Then once it has entered the body of the male, the annam gets converted into the seed for the birth of the child. So the seed in the male body is called bijam or retas. So somaha, vrishti, annam, and then bijam. And once it enters the woman's body as a seed and comes out, the woman has made the necessary contribution, then comes as praja, the living body that is born. So 5 agnis and 5 stages of the jiva. Swarga, megha, bhumi, purusha, and nari or stri, woman. So the 5 cooking places. Now we have got a praja body, a body now, the body of a human being. But Mundaka Upanishad does not elaborate like Chandogya or Brihadaranyaka. In one mantra, just the names only are given. We have to infer from the other Upanishads. So the word agni refers to swarga loka, which is called Agni in Panjagni Vidya. That is why we cannot use just a dictionary. And what type of Swarga Loka it is? Yasya Samidaha Suryaha. For which the illumining principle is Surya Bhagavan. That is the first stage. Then in the second line, Somat Parjanyaha. That is in the second stage. Parjanya means mega. And then Voshadeha Prithivyam. Prithivi is the third stage, the Bhumi. And Puman Retaha, then Puman is the fourth stage, the male body. And Yoshitayam Prajaha. Yoshita is the stri, nari, the fifth stage. The jiva goes through all of them. So Ishvara, the ultimate cause for all of them. And how it goes through the gradual evolution, that is given. So Somat means Soma is the name of the jiva when it comes from the first agni, Swarga. Then Vrishti, that is not mentioned here, we have to supply that, the rain, the second stage. Then the third one is Oshadaya. Aushadha, that represents Annam. And Retas is the seed, the male body. And the fourth stage, and finally the fifth stage from the female, the mother's body, the Jiva comes in the form of Praja. All types of human beings. Thus, Bhakvihi Prajaha, Purushat Samprasutaha. Here, Purusha means Ishvara, not the male. Because male was already mentioned earlier as Puman. So here Purusha means the Ishvara. So in the fourth line, Purusha represents Ishvara or Sagunam Brahma. That Ishvara is the ultimate cause, even though parents are the immediate cause for this Praja. Sixth mantra. Tasmadracha samaya yogum shidikshaha yajnyascha sarve kratavo dakshinascha samvatsarascha yajamanascha lokaha somo yatra pavate yatra suryaha. So the evolution of Vedas are given here. When the human beings are there, God has to make certain special provisions for him. For the animals and all, he does not worry about them. Human beings have got an expressed free will. See, the expressed is an important adjective. Even though all the jivas have got free will, animals, all of them, it cannot be expressed in other bodies, like in animal or in plant bodies. But when the jiva gets the human body, then the free will can be expressed. It is functional. So we have a choice to do what we want to do. And we have got four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, all this moksha, all those purusharthas. Since human beings have got desire, so Lord has to provide for the fulfillment of all possible desires of human beings. In the case of animals, the desire is what? Only eating and reproducing, sleeping, all that. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunancha. So samanyam yetat pashubir narana. This is common for both animals and human beings. Therefore, Bhagavan provides this shastra for the fulfillment of human desires. Just as after creating, for example, a gadget, a lawnmower, you have a manual to describe how it has to be used. So Bhagavan wants to teach us how to use this human body. So he teaches us, and that manual given by Bhagavan is Veda. So the Upanishad says, from Bhagavan comes the scriptures also. And what are they? Richaha, Sama, Yajugumshi, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, and we have to include Atharvana Veda also. So in the Vedas, several rituals are mentioned. Many rituals are meant for the fulfillment of worldly desires, which are called Ihaloka Palani. Whatever we want to achieve in this loka. And many rituals are for getting higher lokas after death. Swarga loka and all those lokas. So there are special karmas to take the jiva to swarga loka through Krishna Gati, if you remember. Krishna Gati and Shukla Gati. So if you go through all these various karmas, you go through Krishna Gati. And by performing upasana, you can go through Shukla Gati to better swarga lokas. Because in swarga loka also there are gradation, inferior, superior. So highest Sargaloka is Brahma Loka. We have seen all that. So a karmi, a person who does only karma, karma yoga and all, he is Krishna Gati, he goes to Sargaloka and then to Sargaloka. And if a upasaka, he does upasana, he goes via Shukla Gati to Brahma Loka, Satya Loka. So in Sargaloka, extraordinary sense pleasures are available. And in Brahma Loka, still greater sense pleasures are available. And not only sense pleasures, the longest life also. I have already told you the length of life of Brahmaji. And that is what is said here. Dikshaha. Diksha means various vratams. Diksha is various vratams are given which go along with rituals, rules and regulations. Get up at the right time, early morning, do not eat before doing the rituals. Upavasa has to be followed. And during long rituals, one cannot even shave also. They are all called diksha. And yajnyascha sarve kratavaha. Kratuhu means rituals prescribed by the Vedas. Yajna represents the rituals prescribed by the smriti granthas, puranas, all those things. So shrauta means Vedas, and smartha means all the puranas, smritis. So shrauta, smartha, karmani. All those rituals based on these two. And when a person takes the sacred thread, then what the Sankalpa does, actually right now we did all this, we all did this Shravani Purnima, we did the Yajnopi Dharanam. శ్రౌత స్మార్త విహిత సదాచార నిత్య కర్మ అనుష్ఠాన యోగ్యతా సిద్ధ్యర్థం యజ్ఞోపవీత ధారణం కరిష్యే. దట్స్ వాట్ వి సెట్. సో ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ సేక్రెడ్ థ్రెడ్ సెరిమనీ వన్ ఈస్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ చాంటింగ్ వేదాస్. దర్ఫోర్ హీ కెన్ డూ శ్రౌత స్మార్త కర్మాణి, ది రిచువల్స్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ బై బోత్ ద వేదాస్ అండ్ ది స్మృతి గ్రంథాస్ పురాణాస్ అండ్ దక్షిణ. సో దక్షిణ కాలతత్వం ఆల్ దోస్ అండ్ దక్షిణాశ్చ, దక్షిణ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దర్ ఆర్ ప్రీస్ హూ అసిస్ట్ ఇన్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ రిచువల్స్ అండ్ ఫార్ దమ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ దక్షిణాస్ హ్యావ్ టు బి గివన్. ప్రైమరీలీ దోస్ డే దేవర్ ఆల్ గోల్డ్ కాయిన్స్ అండ్ దాట్ ఆల్సో భగవాన్ గివ్స్. గోల్డ్ ఇస్ గివెన్ బై భగవాన్, దర్ ఫోర్ దక్షిణాశ్చ. అండ్ దెన్ సంవత్సరాశ్చ, సంవత్సరం ఈజ్ కాలతత్వం దట్ ఈస్ గవర్న్డ్ బై సూర్య భగవాన్. వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కాలతత్వం ఈజ్ గవర్న్ బై సూర్య భగవాన్, అనదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కాలతత్వం ఈజ్ గవర్న్డ్ బై మూన్. సో బోత్ ఆర్ దే. సో ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యూనో కాలతత్వం సూర్య డే అండ్ నైట్ అండ్ అనదర్ బై చంద్ర ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అమావాస్య పౌర్ణమి అండ్ సూర్య అండ్ చంద్ర దే రిప్రజెంట్ ద టూ ఫోల్డ్ కాలతత్వం అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ఇండికేటెడ్ బై ద వర్డ్ సంవత్సర ద టైమ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. లిటరల్లీ సంవత్సర మీన్స్ వర్ష ఇయర్. సో వర్ష అయనం మాస పక్ష ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ షుడ్ బి ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ దాట్. అండ్ యజమాన, యజమాన ది రిచువలిస్ట్ హూ హ్యాస్ ద ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ వేదాస్, ద పర్సన్ హూ డస్ ది యజమాన అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు హ్యావ్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ వేద. ఇఫ్ హీ డస్ నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ వేద ప్రమాణం ఆల్ ద రిచువల్స్ విల్ బికమ్ రిడండెంట్. దర్ఫోర్ ద బేసిక్ క్రైటీరియా టు బి ఎ హిందూ ఇస్ వాట్, హిందూ మీన్స్ వన్ షుడ్ బి అక్సెప్టింగ్ వేదాస్ యాజ్ మై గైడ్ లైన్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ అ హిందూ ఇస్ వాట్, ఎ వైదిక కాల్డ్ యజమాన. హీ షుడ్ అక్సెప్ట్ వేద యాజ్ ద గైడింగ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. అదర్వైజ్ లైక్ ద మోడర్న్ చిల్డ్రన్ యూనో దే విల్ సే వీ డూ నాట్ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఫోర్ ఫాదర్స్ సర్వైవింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్, హూ హెస్ సీన్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్స్ ఆల్ దీస్ తర్పణ అండ్ ఆల్, వై షుడ్ ఐ డూ శ్రాద్ధ, దెర్ ఇస్ నో దర్ ఐ డోంట్ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ ద జీవా ట్రావెలింగ్ సిన్స్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో సైంటిఫిక్ ప్రూఫ్ ఫార్ సర్వైవల్ ఆఫ్ ద జీవా. సో వీ కెన్ నెవర్ ఆర్గ్యూ విత్ దమ్. ద బేసిక్ కంపైర్ ఇస్ వాట్ వేద. దర్ఫోర్ యజమాన ఇస్ అ వైదిక. దట్ ఇస్ వై ద బ్రహ్మచారి ఆఫ్టర్ ఉపనయనం హ్యాస్ టు డూ సమిధాదానం అండ్ డ్యూరింగ్ దట్ హీ డస్ అ ప్రేయర్ సేస్ అ ప్రేయర్ శ్రద్ధాం మేధాం యశః ప్రజ్ఞాం విద్యాం బుద్ధిం శ్రియం బలం ఆయుశ్చ తేజ ఆరోగ్యం దేహిమే హవ్యవాహన ప్రే టు ఫైర్ గాడ్. ఓ ఫైర్ గాడ్, ఐ వాంట్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్, హెల్త్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దమ్. ద ప్రైమరీ థింగ్ ఐ వాంట్ ఇస్ వాట్ శ్రద్ధాం మేధాం. శ్రద్ధ ఇస్ ఫెయిత్, ఇస్ అ ఫ్యాకల్టీ విచ్ వీ ఆల్ హ్యావ్ గాట్, బట్ వేర్ డు వీ అప్లై దట్ ఫెయిత్, దట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్. We have faith in all kinds of things. A traditional Hindu is one who places faith in the Vedas. Oh Lord, I have faith. I want my faith in the right direction. That direction is Vaidika Karma Marga Parataha. So a person should be like that. Oh Lord, bless me with that. And various lokas. Lokas means all the 14 lokas, especially the Swarga Loka and Brahma Loka. And that is said in the last line. Somaha yatra pavate. Yatra means Swargaloka. Where Somaha, so he pavate, where the Soma Devata, Chandra Devata is the deity, the illuminator. And that is why Swargaloka is called Somaloka. Then yatra Suryaha, the second yatra, there are two yatra. The second yatra refers to Brahmaloka, which is Suryaha pavate, whose deity is Surya Devata. So all the higher lokas also are created. And if you ask, are they really there? The answer depends upon whether you accept Vedas or not. If you accept Vedas source of knowledge, they are. We don't experience them, not because they are not there, we don't have the relevant instruments of knowledge to experience them. For example, without a microscope, you cannot see microbes. So there is no proof. Similarly, without, as Swamiji says, Shastroscope, there are no lokas. So all of them are created by Bhagavan. శ్లోక 7. తస్మాచ్చ దేవా బహుదా సంప్రసూతాః సాధ్యా మనుష్యా పశవో వయాంసీ ప్రాణాపానౌ వ్రీహి యవౌ తపశ్చ శ్రద్ధా సత్యం బ్రహ్మచర్యం విధిశ్చ. అసార్టెడ్ ఐటమ్స్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. సిన్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ కెనాట్ బి లిస్టెడ్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్, యు నో హీ టేక్ సమ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. తస్మాత్ సంప్రసూతాః, తస్మాత్ మీన్స్ మాయాసహితం బ్రహ్మ, ఫ్రమ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ మహాయసిద్ధ బ్రహ్మ ఈశ్వరాత్ ఆర్ ది కారణ ఈశ్వరాత్ దేవాహ. దెన్ ఆల్ దిస్ బహుదాహ వేరియస్ ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సెలెస్టియల్స్, బహుదాహ ఆల్ టైప్స్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దమ్ And who are the people who become celestials? And who are the people who will become human being? And who will become animals? These are all determined by what? Not by Bhagavan. Bhagavan chooses according to the law of karma. So devas are born bahudaha of various types. In devas also there are gradations depending upon their punya. There is Indra, there is Vayu, there is Indra is special. He has got Airavatam, he has got Indrani. So he is the lord of devas. More punyam he has done. That's what Upanishad says, bahudaha. In graded groups, devas are born. Then sadhyaha. Sadhyaha also are another type of devatas, celestials only. So devas, sadhyas, they are all born. Then manushyaha. Manushyaha is our group. Then pashavaha. Pashavaha is animals. And vayamsi is birds. So pranapano. Pranapano, prana and apana refers to hunger and thirst. Both are very important. Because hunger and thirst only, because of that only we consume food and water, which alone is converted into fuel. So without petrol, you cannot do any function. Energy is required. So because of energy alone, karma is possible. Upasana is possible. Therefore, Bhagavan created, this is asanaya pipasa. We have already seen that usage earlier in another Upanishad. So through prana and apana, the pancha pranas. So once hunger is there, Bhagavan has to create food. No food means what? That will be a deficient creation. So God cannot be making a deficient creation. So one side, bhokta. And another side, bhogyam. Both has to be created. Consumer and the consumed, consumable. And vrihi yava. Vrihi means rice, paddy, those grains. And yava is yava refers to barley. Represent food grains in general. And tapaha and shraddha. Tapaha, discipline in all of them to maintain health. You know, food discipline is very important. And all types of disciplines or austerities. Then shraddha, satyam, brahmacharyam, vidishcha. Without shraddha, a person will never follow religious life. So whole religion and spirituality are based on faith, shraddha. Otherwise humanity will be a materialistic society only. Only two purusharthas. What are those? Artha and kama. Earn for 5 days, enjoy for 2 days. Earn, enjoy, then perish. Like what? An animal. So shraddha in what? Scriptures as a valid source of knowledge. And satyam, brahmacharya. Satyam is truthfulness. It represents all values. Values is like the lubrication for smooth transaction. Human society will have several frictions otherwise and quarrels if the lubricating oil of values is missing. So the lubrication for human transaction is values in life. Therefore, satyam. Then brahmacharyam. Brahmacharyam is sexual morality. Brahmacharyam and vidischa. Vidischa means there are so many vidis, instructions, the do's and don'ts. Given by the Shastras, for example, in Taittiriya Upanishad, we saw Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara Swadhyaya Anma Pramadaha Shraddhaya Deyam Ashraddhaya Deyam Deva Pitrakarya Bhyamna Pramaditavyam. These are all do's and don'ts. So, several do's and don'ts are mentioned. All of them are called Vidhi. So, Bhagavan created all of them for whose benefit? Not for his benefit. Remember, the user's manual is given for the user. Not for the guy who sold it or the guy who packed it. So, follow and grow. As Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, Sahayagya Prajasrishta Purovacha Prajapatihi Anena Prasavasvidyam Yeshavotvishtam Kamadukha. Bhagavan says, follow this and grow. Or neglect this and perish. Choice is yours. So, that's what he gives. 8th mantra. Sapta prana prabhavanti tasmat saptarchishas samidas sapta homaha sapta ime loka yeshu charanti pranaha guhashaya nihita sapta sapta. So sense organs are given. Then Bhagavan provided each animal, especially humans, the fivefold sense organs. And correspondingly, there are fivefold sense objects. And through their interactions, we have got varieties of jnanam and bhoga. Sense organs have got twofold functions. They are what? The jnanendriyam for the pramatha and bhogendriyam for the bhokta, the enjoyer. Thus, powerful sense organs are created and sensory experiences are born out of them. And these sense organs and sensory experiences, they are given by an imagination, by a kalpana in this shloka. Normally, we talk of five sense organs, But the Upanishad mentions here 7 of them, not 5, 7. Sapta pranaha. Pranaha means the indriyani. We have to be careful. The prana, it has got the meaning of physiological function also generally. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad gives this meaning called, this is gauna prana. The Upanishad mentions sapta, 7 of them. How? Even though eye is one sense organ, we have got 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils. So that itself is 3 times 2 is 6. And 1 mouth, thank God only 1 mouth. So 7 apertures in the head called sapta pranaha. And these represent all 5 sense organs. Tongue represents both the taste and touch. So the taste. And the sense organs have the power of perception. They are called indriyam. And according to Shastra, the indriyams belong to the sukshma sharira. And so they are not visible. And then sapta golakas, the golakam, indriyam, all those terminologies you should be familiar. Indriyams require a locus in the physical body that is called golakam. These are all given in Tattvabodha. Golakams are the physical part and indriyams are the subtle powers. For example, the eye, the globe of the eye, that is the golakam. And the power of sight is the indriyam. Therefore, sapta vishayas, objects are also there. Contacting the sapta indriyas, 7 indriyas. Sapta golakas, sapta indriyas, and sapta vishayas. And when indriyam and vishayam, they come into contact, we get 7 experiences also. Without contact, experience is not possible. So, sapta golakaha, sapta indriyani, sapta vishayaha, and sapta anubavaha or jnanani. So, kalpana, there is an imaginary here. So, this is an explanation they have given. So, this is given in the form of a kalpana, an imagination. And what is that? The 7 golakas are compared to 7 homakundas, agnikunda. Our life itself is a very big yajna with 7 homakundas. Within the homakunda, what is there? Fires that are kindled. The 7 indriyas are the 7 forms of fire. Because fire has the capacity to illuminate, it lights up. So, all the indriyas, they are all like lights. And then the sense objects, 7 of them, they are compared to the oblation materials. What do you put in the ahuti? We are continuously offering them food for the eyes, food for the ears, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. We always offer them. So, even though they are only 5, here the oblations are taken as 7 because right eye and left eye and all that. Thus, the sense objects are the oblations. And when they are offered, we get what? 7 types of experiences. They are the ritual of the homa. So, the karmani, and these karmani are also because of what? Because of Ishvara. Everything is because of Ishvara. So, the golakam and indriyam. And if you look at the mantra, tasmat, from that Ishvara, the third line, sapta ime lokaha. Loka refers to the golakams, the physical parts. And then sapta pranaha. Prana refers to the sense organs. For example, if you take a dead body, golakam is there. Or indriyam is there. If you look at it, golakam is there. Or both of them are there. In a dead body, only a golakam is there. But the indriyam, which belongs to the subtle body, that has left the body. As we told, the subtle body leaves. Therefore, if you open the eyes of a dead body, no perception can take place. Remember, for example, when you donate eyes, in eye donation, we donate only the golakam part, not the indriyam part. That is according to our scriptures. And sapta samidaha. Samidaha means oblations in the form of varieties of sense objects. Every TV serial, whatever we see, you know, they are all like an oblation. Therefore, sapta samidaha. And saptarchishaha, the 7 planes in the form of knowing power that is there in every sense organ. Because of that, sapta homaha, 7 type of rituals, they take place. According to Veda, our entire life is nothing but a series of rituals only. Yadyat karma karomi, taddadakilam, shamboho, tava aradhanam. And all these sense organs are in the golakam during the waking state. Golakam is only the office for the sense organs, if you imagine. It is like an office for the sense organs during Jagrat Avastha. But when you go to deep sleep state, the indriyas, they withdraw from the golakas. But in Sushupti Avastha, what will they do? These sense organs are withdrawn through the nadis and they go to their houses. So from the office, they through the nadis, they go to their houses. And what is their house? For the mind indriyam, the office or golakam is the brain. During the waking state, the mind operates all over the body, including the brain. But once the deep sleep state comes, the indriyams and mind, they are all withdrawn. And they go to their residence. And what is that residence? Guhashaya. Guha means hridayam. They go to the heart. So for the mind, the residence is the heart. The office is the brain. That is why during sleeping state, if you touch a person, he does not feel. Even though his ears are open, what we talk is not heard. Because his sense organs are withdrawn. Some people, they sleep with their open eyes also. You can get frightened. No perception can take place, even if the eyes are open. Because sense organs have left. They are vacated. They vacated their office and gone to their house. Therefore, the Upanishad says, pranaha guhashaya. These sense organs having the hridayam as the residence. Hridayam is the heart. Ashaya means residence. So, guha. Guha means hridayam. Hridaya guha. So, vasasthanam, vasasthana yuktaha, nihita sapta sapta. Every jiva is provided with all these sense organs. Vasasthanam. Remember, when a person is blind, sense organs are not absent. You have to be very careful. When a person is blind, sense organs are not absent. Only the golakam is not functioning because of some karma. Sense organ is obstructed. It is not absent. The obstruction can be temporary, could be cured, or throughout one particular janma it can continue. But even if the sense organs do not function in this janma, in the next janma, because subtle body goes away, right? So in the next janma, when the prarabdham changes, the sense organs can be functional in the next janma. Every jiva has got all the sense organs. Their function alone will be blocked or released. Therefore, nihitaha. Bhagavan provides for all. So I think I will stop here. And then we will continue in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwara krishna arpanam narayana.